Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. What's going on, everyone? What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Progressive Action TV show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We have a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Just in case if you haven't heard, Hoku has released her five-point plan regarding subway safety. Didn't say anything about the buses. We're going to talk about the union. And then, you know, they try to take credit for what's happening with this whole transit safety plan thing. But before we get into any of that, you know, we got some housework to do. So what I need for everyone to do, I need for everyone, you just tuning in right now, make sure that you like this video, like it, whatever platform you're on, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and we also live now on Instagram, new platform that we live on. Also, as you can see, I have the phone lines are open tonight. So what does that mean? That I want to hear from you guys, right? I want to hear from y'all as far as what we have going on. Now, before I get this popping, y'all know what I'm going to ask y'all to do. I'm going to ask y'all to share out the video. And put it everywhere that you feel that it needs to be. Put it every place that you feel that it needs to be. We have to get the video out there. So yeah, let's take a couple of seconds and let's do that. Let's get these numbers up. And trust me. We are going to get into it today. We are definitely going to get into the nitty-gritty. We're going to fight back on a lot of these lies that's being said. Because, you know, when things happen, people want to take credit. Local 100 want to take credit. And we're not going to allow them to take credit for what's happening because they never spoke about the level that the governor spoke about. And just to be quite clear, Kathy Hochul had a press conference at RCC today. That's at the Rail Control Center, or OCC, whatever they want to call it now, right? And the union wasn't invited. So if you guys was doing all this fighting for us and claiming that, yeah, you know, we won this, and we're going to get into that because, like I said, the union lying about what they won. They lying about what they won. So let me just put my special touches on this real quick. Let me just do this. And trust me, we're going to get into it. And like I said, the phone lines are wide open today. Y'all want to call in and state how y'all feel. You know, my last show, I didn't do that. This show, I am going to do that. Let me just put it in one more group. Hold on one second. Not there. Hold on. All right, I'm gonna leave it up to y'all to share it out. So, like I said, we're gonna talk about Kathy Hochul's 5-point plan, and let's jump straight into it. Check it out.
Well, today, in the wake of these latest attacks, prevailing point one. I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 thirsty MTA by one energy helping.
Now, Point one of her five-point plan was that she's going to activate the MTA police and more NYPD and the National Guard, right? Now, I've said this plenty of times before. I do not care how many police officers, National Guards, or NYPD that they put in the system. If these officers are not deployed properly, it does not matter how or how many you deploy inside the system. They have to be deployed strategically in order for us to be safe, for them to deter assaults and other crimes. They must be visibly seen. And she said that she's going to activate them. But once again, if they are not deployed properly, it does not matter how many they deploy. Now, am I happy that they are doing this? Yeah, but I have my concerns. Where are these police officers going to be deployed? Is it going to be mostly in the black community? Is it going to be based on data and stats of where crimes are happening? Because we already know how the NYPD operate when it comes to deployment and targeting certain communities and neighborhoods, right? Let's get into point two of Kathy Hochul's safety plan.
Now, there's already a stimulus on.
Now, I want us to be really, really, really careful with that point, because what it sounds like to me is that they're about to set up a police state 100% in the subways, right? How can they bar people from being inside the subways? How does that work? The only way that can work is if and only if they put facial recognition cameras inside the subways. That is the only way that this can work. So if they don't plan on putting facial recognition cameras into the subways, then how are they planning on managing people who commit serious crimes in the subway and keep them out of the system? That makes no sense. So this could possibly, this point could possibly two ways: facial recognition cameras inside the system, or it's just to gaslight us and the public to make them feel like they're safe. Let's get into point three of Kathy Hochul's safety plan.
Point three, we're strengthening operations. And the prosecutors, our meeting, district attorneys, body of evidence, escort.
Now, that point right there is a little bit more convoluted. I would like for her to dive a little bit deeper on what she's planning on there, so I'm not going to touch on that too much, but let's get into point four. But this is the point. Point four is very important. I want y'all to check it out.
Point four is about protecting us. The camera has been probably already ended. I've already cars and I think that's an essential parent. Armed to someone else, those that supported watching. I just think about it. Also, have the evidence. Also,
now, transit workers, we must pay close attention to what they really saying here. They really think that cameras are going to deter crime. Did they forget that there are cameras on buses? Did they forget that? Are the cameras on the buses deterring crime on the subway? I mean, on the buses? Are the cameras on the buses deterring crime? Absolutely not. We live in an era where they know everyone has a phone. And when they see something go down, the first thing that they do is pull out their phone and record it. Right? Does that stop people from committing crimes? Absolutely not. The real thing here is for those cameras to be used against us in disciplinary matters. That's what it is. Now, what the union should do, if they smart and they as strong as they claim they are, that these cameras are to only be used for crimes, for criminal investigations. They cannot be used to monitor us in our cabs, because this is another reality that the MTA don't want to talk about. The MTA, believe it or not, and this is to the riding public, the MTA supervision, rail control, basically them, the tone that they use to deter workers from wanting to stop their train and use the bathroom in between routes. One thing that we do to keep the railroad moving is that sometimes, believe it or not, we use the bathroom in between stations. Right? That's the reality of what happens. Sometimes we have to make adjustments, right, with our clothing. Our shirts come out. We got to adjust our pants, you know, things of that nature. So they're going to be watching. Think about this. They're going to be watching us in those cabs while we're making those adjustments. Y'all don't see anything strange with that? They just like, hey, you know, the governor's like, hey, you know, if there was a camera in the cab, maybe this assault wouldn't have happened. No, there's cameras in every bank in America. And guess what? Banks still get robbed. There's cameras on buses. Bus operators still get assaulted. And guess what? These people rarely get caught, right? They got those cameras in the street in certain communities for shootings and stuff. Guess what? Shootings still happen. So those cameras are only going to be there to discipline us, without a doubt. Let's get into point five.
Point five, environmental. Here's the difference. They only deal with those that are SOS and health team. It's a safe approach. They're literally the self.
Now, that point is pretty strange to me, because I swore Mayor Eric Adams said that he had teams of people down there already doing that work. But if you check the Elon, homeless EDP Central. If you check the Q line, homeless EDP Central. Right? So what are they really doing there? And in her five-point plan, she was talking about the police officers collaborating with the DAs. It doesn't seem like our leaders in government are not collaborating on a level that they should be collaborating. Because like I said, I swore that Eric Adams already said that he was doing this. Now all of a sudden Kathy Hochul is doing it, right? So I don't really know what's going on there, but there needs to be better collaboration between our leaders in government. Now I want to point out something to show you guys that they're not really invested into our safety, right? There's certain things that you do not mess up. There's certain things that you just have to get right. And I want to point something out to you guys regarding that. So check out what Jan Oliva had to say, and I want to see if you guys pick up on a very critical mistake to show that he's not invested into our safety. Check it out.
Doctor, as us Christians, we should have to go I also want to emphasize historic action.
Did y'all pick up on that? Did y'all pick up on that? He said that he didn't want transit workers to go through what Alton Scott went through last year. Unless this is the first week of January, how can he mix what happened to Alton Scott less than a week ago to last year? It absolutely shows that they are not invested in our issues. Let me play that one more time because it happened pretty quick. Listen to it.
Dr. Musk, I also want to emphasize our action.
Nobody should have to go through what Alton Scott went through last year. It's absurd and very disrespectful for our chairman, Jan Oliva, to get that mixed up. It's almost a slap in every one of our faces because whoever prepared that statement for him, or maybe he prepared it for himself, he did not do his due diligence to get that critical piece of information correct. Now, if all of these points that I played from Kathy Hochul, the blunder by Jan Oliva, guess who was missing in that press conference? Guess who was missing? You guessed right. Our local 100 leadership. Not one union rep was standing next to Kathy Hochul, Jan Oliva, the National Guard, the MTA police. Not one union rep. Not at one time did Kathy Hochul say that she was in talks with our union regarding the safety plan. Nor did she give them credit. So where was our union representation at? Why weren't they there? And I think that it's politics at this point. You have Samuelson blasting Hochul about Metro North stuff. Never blast Kathy Hochul or any governor while they was in office regarding our safety. They never said nothing to Governor Cuomo when Conductor Donald Jenkins almost lost his life after being literally stabbed in the back at 148th Street. They said absolutely nothing. And by Kathy Hochul not having not having no union representation there shows the lack of respect that they have for our organization. The lack of respect that they have for our organization. Right? And then we still have politicians gaslighting us as to what is happening regarding crime in the New York City transit system. Look what Eric Adams said. Murders are down. Shootings are down. Transit crime is down. Car thefts are down. The safest big city in America just got even more safer. How is that? Transit crime is not down. If anything that's happening with transit crime, it's underreported. Let's call it what it is. Transit crime is underreported. It's nothing more, nothing less than that. It's underreported. But he wants to gaslight us and tell us that transit crime is down. If transit crime is down, then why is Kathy Hochul sending in the National Guard? If transit crime is down, why is Kathy Hochul adding the MTA police to a system that the NYPD should be controlling? if transit crime is down, why are they doing random bag checks of people's bags? And I don't know. I'm starting to think that they are out of touch of what's really going on here. I think that they are out of touch. Unless someone is bringing a semi-automatic onto the subway system, they're not going to carry a bat. It's called the concealed weapon for a reason. Right? It's called the concealed weapon for a reason. That gun, that weapon is going to be on their waist. And guess what? If they that stupid to carry a gun in the bag and go through that checkpoint, then they deserve to be locked up for life. They deserve to be locked up for life. And how are they, like, it's simple. You see a checkpoint, guess what they go do? And I think the news reporters have asked this. They just go simply to another station. You can't checkpoint the whole system. Cannot checkpoint the whole system. I believe that, you know, there's 400 and something stations in New York City Transit, right? There needs to be two cops at every station, north and southbound. Bottom line, there needs to be two cops at every station. They need to have face-to-face reliefs. They can't just go back to the station and do whatever until the next group of cops come. There needs to be a face-to-face relief. There's gaps in the system. There's poor deployment. They not making no sense what they're doing. You could add the National Guard. You could add the MTA police. You could add the New York Giants. You could add the security from the Barclays Center. I do not care how much people you add to the system, police you add to the system. If they are not properly deployed, we're going to get the same results, people. We're going to get the same results. But ironically, you know, they can't miss a moment. Guess who's taking credit for all that happened today? Local 100, Richard Davis. He went and missed an opportunity. Listen to what he said. We fought for safety when the MTA did nothing to protect us. Despite attempts to blind us with stats, our firm dedication exposed the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, can somebody tell me what Local 100 exposed? What did they expose? What did they fight for when it came to our safety? They did not make no demands. There's nothing on the website. There's nothing on their Twitter pages. There's nothing on their social media pages to say that they fought for us. Nothing at all. So how did they fight for us? Someone tell me, how did they fight for us? But they did not waste the opportunity. Let me put this back on this. They did not waste an opportunity to lie, to act like that they had our back. Now they want to be praised like they're heroes, when the truth is they've been silent this whole entire time. We've seen this during COVID. We've seen this during the numerous assaults. Look at listen to their press conferences. Listen to their press conferences. They didn't do nothing that a regular union would do who would fight for their members. They never organized and mobilized us. They never said, let's put together a rally. They never said, let's hold the MTA accountable. They never said, let's hold the governor accountable. They never said, let's hold these DAs accountable. But they donated to all their political campaigns. They turned their back on us. This union was never proactive on how they defended us during safety. The only time they asked for our assistance is to go to court so they could be made look good for their propaganda for stuff that's coming up this election. Why y'all think that they doing this? This is an election year, people. This is a presidential election year. This is a union election. They want to get elected. So guess what? Like they do every fourth quarter of an election year, they attempt to try to put their best foot forward. And listen to what else, or look at what else Richard Davis said. After meeting with New York City mayor and consulting with Governor Kathy Hochul's office, this is a good start. Remember who sounded the alarm first. They did not sound any alarm first. Let's make that very clear. They did not sound an alarm first. That alarm was sounded first and consistently by Progressive Action. Let's make no mistake about that. Like I told y'all before, the phone lines is open. You could call in live, 563-999-3714. And if you're watching this video right now, make sure that you like it. We must keep ourselves in the algorithm. Like this video. Hit the like button on whatever platform you're watching. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Like the video. And look at the key word of what they said here. This is how you know they was not involved with this. They never said that they consulted with Kathy Hochul herself. They said consulting with Governor Hochul's office. So this assault wasn't serious enough that the biggest manager of the MTA, which is Kathy Hochul, you couldn't get a meeting with her? I mean, she made an excuse. She said the mayor had things going on in his schedule. That's why he couldn't be there in the press conference. Not only y'all not being in the press conference, this situation was not serious enough to meet with the governor of New York. How much power do you guys think you really have? What's really going on here? It seems as if the politicians, the leadership of our city and our state do not take our union serious. And it seems that it has gotten worse since Richie Davis has taken the reins of our union. I'm quite sure they've seen the lawsuit. I'm quite sure they read social media. And I know for damn sure they watch Progressive Action. They watch Progressive Action. Now, what I want to say is there was a lot of stuff happening these past 2 days. And one thing that happened was that Richie Davis went up to the MTA congestion pricing hearing and made us look bad, made us look foolish. He's not taking this thing serious, this presidential thing serious. He's not trying to work on his speeches. He's not trying to learn the issues enough to where he don't have to read from a paper. He does not care about presentation. He just doesn't care. And I'm going to play this video. And I guarantee that you guys are going to feel just as embarrassed as I did watching that video. You ever remember being in school or you seeing the movies or the cartoons when the teacher scratches the chalkboard and you're like, oh my God, stop it. That's exactly what Richard Davis' speech was about. It was that nails against the chalkboard, that like, damn. And I'm not exaggerating, people. I'm not exaggerating. I actually want y'all to comment in the comments or whatever platform you're watching me right now. And let me know, am I lying? Check it out.
Our next speaker is this, followed by Maldonado.
Davis, President. I'm here to border post as he rushing headlong concession pricing, without considering the ability to improve in the system once Governor Hochul provided the option to open it. Texas Church is irresponsible. Our own W President John Samson resigned from him on board in a lack of foresight. And the decision-making process. By tolling our own workforce, essential workers, on the backbone of the transit system, MTA is essentially cooking the cow before he fed. Safety, paramount. Yes, MTA is proceeding with initial pricing, not in terms of public overall safety. Burden business is crucial. Yes, imposing additional financial burden essential workers for the time of crisis counts as such. For even special pricing, there must be a comprehensive, reliable public transit system in place to accommodate rushing into this without adequate alternatives. This disproportionate impact, and that's because service while adding money. More transit service with more New Yorkers. That's the bottom line. I urge MTA to reassess their priorities, focus on their obligations with the resource they currently have. Get safer, including flexibility in pricing, essential transit workers when coming to work. Again, safety is paramount. You have to make the system safe and also increase the ridership, increase the bus and subway service in public. And I do it.
Our next speaker.
Lord bless his soul. Lord bless his soul. What the hell was that? And I want to show you guys, we must pay attention to what's really happening here. Management is not respecting Richard Davis. Now, I can understand the FDNY going up there. I can understand NYPD, sanitation, school teachers. I can understand them going to that public hearing regarding congestion pricing in the MTA. But why is our president there when he has a direct line to Jan Oliva? Why is he embarrassing us, making speeches, not knowing what he's reading on the paper, not speaking confidently, looking at the paper more than making eye contact with the people you're trying to connect with? And if you pay attention, whenever Richard Davis is supposed to advocate for us somewhere in the public, and it, whether it's in front of politicians or it's in front of the MTA, his voice gets hoarse. And the reason for that is he's nervous. He's scared. You're the president of a union, sir. Why are you afraid to address people who's literally on your level? Why are you afraid of that? That was 100% embarrassing. Because guess what? Unlike FDNY, unlike sanitation, unlike NYPD, unlike the UFT, you had the opportunity to solidify congestion pricing in our contract, an exemption for it in our contract. And you failed to do that. You had the opportunity to get something regarding safety for us in the contract. You failed to do that. During your coming out party, your coming out fundraiser in which you invited supervisors and managers to, you said, oh, I'm going to do this for MTA bus, sir. You just negotiated a contract and you did jack for the people in MTA bus. You did not do anything for them. But you want people to want to vote for you this election when you're not even taking your job serious, not trying to work on your speeches, you're not trying to learn the issues so you would not have to read from a piece of paper. You consistently get in front of these people and show your lowest self, poor representation. I had personal friends that was at that meeting that said, oh, Utano and Richie Davis came in. You're not keeping yourself even within good company to advise you on how to speak better, because Utano was a bad speaker himself. But since he's your best friend, he's your bestie, retired and still getting a check with the union, you're keeping him around. And it's not making us a day better. You're not putting us in a better predicament because you're not working on your craft. And Richie, you know that time that we met, I said I would be willing to help you master your craft and as far as speaking in front of the people, because you know that you're a wrecking ball when it comes to that. But then you decided at the mass membership meeting to read a personal text message that I sent you, and I still didn't read the personal text messages that you sent me. Right? You did that. You did that. But you had the opportunity to do something for this membership regarding congestion pricing at the contract table, and you failed to do it. You failed to do it. You failed to do it. Why? Why? Now you want us to think that, oh, you know, if you vote for me, I'm going to solidify the stuff that I didn't do the last time. It's going to be BS. It's going to be BS. You're not even working on your craft. You don't care how you represent us. If you look at that paper that was in your pocket, it looks like you just had it folded up in your back pocket and like, hey, let me just go up to this MTA congestion pricing meeting just to make myself look busy. In the campaign, because, you know, I work on a rail campaign, we call that busy work, just to make yourself look busy. Right? Let me just go out there so the members can, you know, I failed the members during the contract, but let me just go out there and act like that I'm fighting for them. Come on, Tony, let's go up there. I'm just going to go up there 2 minutes. Poorly represented us. You had the opportunities to seal the deal, and you did not do it. And like the saying goes, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And every time I turn, this union administration is ill-prepared for every type of fight that we are in. We've seen it during the pandemic. We see it during these assaults. We see it during discipline. We see it during the bus redesign. We see it during congestion pricing. We see it during for Medicare Advantage. We see it during for our regular health care. There's absolutely no fight. All of these different entities are having their way with us, every single last one of them. And the only pushback that's happening is when Progressive Action goes out there. Because you want to know what? I'm written up right now for exposing safety. The Transit Authority have discipline charges against me for exposing safety. Want to know why? Want to know why? Because if our union administration was doing the work, there wouldn't be no need for me to put my career on the line, because they got carte blanche to do it. I got to put my career on the line because our union administration, the Stand United, a.k.a. Members First administration, is failing to do their job. We are frustrated. We are tired of being punching bags. We are tired of being disrespected. And our union administration is not making it any better for us. They're not doing anything to make us feel at ease, but lying. That's what they're doing. And I got to bring this up again. I have to bring this up again. What is he talking about? They fought for safety. When did they ever put up a fight for our safety? They never put up a fight about our safety. When you are part of a union administration, when you are a part of an organization such as a labor union, you put up a fight by organizing and mobilizing your members. They did not organize and mobilize us in any way, shape, form, or fashion. They did not attempt to make allies with the riding public regarding safety. There's 5 million people who take this system a day. That's essentially, if we was to capture half of them, all because we are all adjacent to the same issues, which is safety. Our 40,000 plus labor union could essentially became millions if we were to align ourselves with the riding public. And that's what we're going to do in April. In April, I am planning an assault rally, and I've been doing this before all of these serious assaults have been happening. When Stand United, a.k.a. Management First, I mean Members First, been in office, they have never did a safety rally. They never tried to organize or mobilize us regarding safety. So in April, I am planning one of the biggest safety rallies that we have ever had. I am not doing this. I'm not a clout chaser when it comes to our safety. I've been doing this for years. I've been bringing caskets in front of MTA headquarters for years. I done marched across the Brooklyn Bridge for years with a police motorcade. I went up to the MTA board many of times talking about our safety. This is not nothing new for me in progressive action. So within the next week, we're going to be making an announcement. We're going to be releasing a flyer, and we want all hands on deck when it comes to this rally, because it could be Mr. Scott today and me tomorrow. It was Denall Jenkins back in 2019, and it's Alton Scott in 2024. At any given time, we can be a victim of an assault. At any given time, I'm sorry I missed the call. Apologize. If you want to call in, you can call in 563-999-3714. But at any given time, it could be us with our necks, our heads almost decapitated from our shoulders. It could be us. It could be us with a knife in the back. An injury to one is an injury to all. And we must stick together. There's no way around that. We must stick together at all costs. Now, what I need for everyone to do, we got to continue to break the algorithm. I need everyone to like this video right now. Press the like button. Hit that heart. But if you're watching on YouTube, like it. Hit the like button. If you're watching on Twitter right now, please retweet this video, please. If you're watching on Instagram, send it out to your friends. Like the video, please. Facebook, please share this out on your personal page in the groups, wherever you may be, please. We're going to continue to come with this fire. And this would not happen if you guys did not donate to the channel right there. Donate via Cash App, $progressiveaction100, $progressiveaction100. We're going to need money for flyers. More than likely, we're going to bring out another casket, but we need money to keep this operation going. So make sure that you donate to the channel via Cash App, $progressiveaction100. And please, make sure that you share out these lives. It's very important because this is the only way. Think about this. We're the only entity in New York City that speaks about transit issues on a consistent basis for the past, since 2016. The only entity. We're the only entity that talk about labor issues. We're the only entity that talk about safety on a consistent basis in New York City. There's no other. You know, there's casual people come up, make a live, this and that. We're the only ones doing it consistently, and our numbers says a lot. So we definitely need you guys' support. Definitely hit that Cash App, Progressive Action 100. I got to play this video one more time. I have to play this video one more time. I mean, let's get it.
Our next speaker is Richard Davis, followed by Maldonado.
I'm here as a Florida coach, concession pricing, FDA rushing headlong concession pricing without consideration. Instead of building system, funds got the hope of providing topic, open, second circuit possible. Our own Deputy President, Tom Samson, signed from our board. Foresight, and it's the decision-making process. By polling our own workforce, transit system, it's looking the cow before you said, safety, paramount. Yet the MTA was proceeding with initial pricing, not public overall safety. Urgent business, crucial, yet imposing additional financial burden, essential workers, during the time of crisis, pounds of production. Or even congestion pricing, there must be a comprehensive...
I can't watch that no more. I can't stomach that no more. I cannot stomach that no more. He said something I forgot to touch on. He said that when, you know, Samuelson resigned, he was on the board for the congestion pricing, right? When Samuelson resigned, he resigned because it showed that we didn't have no exemption. And guess what? Our own union administration was for congestion pricing when it was first offered. They thought the MTA was going to increase service. They thought it would have been more money for our contracts. The MTA get nearly $20 million a year from the federal government. I mean, $20 billion. Let me rewind that back. But we need to be exact here. $20 billion from the federal government. Can somebody tell me what an extra $1 billion is going to do besides them waste it? That's one thing that the MTA is very efficient in, and that is wasting money. Money thrown away. That's what the MTA stands for. Money thrown away. That's what their genius is at. That's where they shine at. No other place. That's where they shine at. No other place. They are geniuses at wasting money. And Samuelson, Samuelson quit on us. He took his ball and he went home. You ever had that guy, you ever played basketball back in the day and a person who didn't get picked, it was their basketball, and they was like, yo, I'm taking my basketball and going home because I ain't get picked all day? That's what John Samuelson did. In my community, we recognize that as a sucker and a failure. A quitter. Samuelson quit on us. He took his ball and went home because they wouldn't play nice. Instead of him organizing the members of Local 100 and organizing the International Union, he just said, I quit. And for those who don't know, John Samuelson is the international president of Transport Workers Union. When it's time for them to go to Miami for some BS, they organize and mobilize. They handing out bread. They handing out food. When it's time for them to go to Chicago, they holding up signs talking about we stand with these people. When it's time for them to go to Texas, they holding up signs saying we stand with these people. When the hell you ever heard them say we standing with the members of Local 100? When have you ever heard that? These guys are out of control, and they will pull every tactic that they could pull to fool us. And like I said, nothing has changed. This platform is wide open if they want to have a discussion. But you know what they resort to? Fake pages. I guarantee you right now, and I haven't even checked to look at the comments of what's going on the different platform. I guarantee you, because the heat is on them. The heat is on them right now. We got them under fire. We got them under pressure. I guarantee you they got some fake pages up under the comments talking crazy. I guarantee you on at least one of these platforms, they got a fake profile saying probably some BS, as always. They are scared. They're afraid to stand on business. Why are they afraid to stand on business? I mean, if I'm wrong, come on to the platform. The platform is wide open. We got the technology to have a coherent conversation on whether you want to frame it as misunderstandings, me giving false information, whatever you want to classify it as. Come on the platform. Come on the platform and let's discuss our disagreements. And that goes for any union rep. Any union rep. I want to bring something up. Let me see if I can find this thing. Oh man, I don't have it here. Let me see. Let me find it because we have to make sense of what's really going on here. I just want to point out something. Let me bring this back up. All right, let me do that. Let me do this because I'm gonna show you guys how BS they are. How they trying to, you know, play us for fools. I want to show you how they trying to play us for fools. And it's easy. It's so simple to rebuttal all of their lies. It's pretty simple to rebuttal all of their lies. Let me get this going. Hold on a second. Let me open this. It's pretty simple. And I'm going to rebut one of their lies that they tweeted today just to show you how much of BS artists they are. Let me just save this real quick. This is what I love about technology. Like, you could debate them in real time. Like, you can knock them out the box in real time. All right, let me get this going. Check this out, people. Wait, that's not it. Let me get that out of there. Let me put this right here. Look at this right here. I spoke about this on my last show, right? Richard Davi has said this about the union when our brother almost got his head detached from his shoulders. This is what Richard Davi said. The union leadership decided to put on some kind of work stoppage charade, which impacted a couple hundred thousand New Yorkers' commutes today. He said, adding, they've assured me that conduct would no longer occur. They've assured me that conduct would no longer occur. How he go from that? Don't want to address that. But then as soon as Hochul come out with her plan, he go say we fought for safety when the MTA did nothing to protect us, despite attempts to blind us with stats. Our firm dedication exposed the truth. No, Richard Davi said you've assured him that conduct would no longer occur. So how you go from that conduct would no longer occur, then as soon as Hochul exposed what her 5-point plan is, when y'all wasn't even invited to the press conference, when you admitted in the tweet, let me bring up the tweet, when you admitted in the tweet today that you never spoke to Hochul directly, you spoke to her office, how did y'all make so much leeway being in the back when y'all should be in the front? How does that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, they taking us as a fool. They taking us as fools. But as long as progressive action here, we're not going to allow that. So like I said, I need for everyone to share out the live. Please like the video. If you're watching on YouTube, please like the video. YouTube has been, our numbers have been phenomenal on YouTube. Our numbers today are phenomenal on Twitter. They are phenomenal on Instagram. Facebook, I don't know what's going on with Facebook. We got to get these Facebook numbers up. But we are doing a great job numbers-wise all throughout the place. Please make sure that you hit the Cash App, $progressiveaction100. And we will be back in a couple of days or as needed for the next show. I'll catch you guys later. Share, like, subscribe. Oh, before I go, nobody don't move, nobody get hurt. Stay right here for a second. I need you guys to subscribe to the channel on YouTube. There's a lot of people that's watching these videos and they are not subscribers of the channel. Please subscribe to the channel. Also, please join the channel. If you're watching from your computer, there's a join button for Progressive Action. Please join the channel. It is only 99 cents to join the channel, but for sure, please subscribe to our channel. It costs you nothing to subscribe. To subscribe, it's free. If you're watching, wherever you're watching, please subscribe or follow our channels. And once again, hit that Cash App, $progressiveaction100. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you guys later.